Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Red Light Sports Rambo. I am Troy Otradovic, joined by the spectacular Evan Witalis in Odin, the great state of Wisconsin. How is the weather today, Evan? Because we're getting that storm that has rapidly run through the Midwest. We are expecting 8 to 12 inches sometime this evening and into the morning. But what's it like out there in Wisconsin right now?
Snow. We are currently going through bands of lake effect snow. So the storm that went through earlier is continuing with some nice lake effect snow, which when it's all said and done, is probably going to push our totals up to almost 15, 16 inches of snow when it's all said and done. Hopefully we don't collect it that much, but you never know if lake effect snow, because it basically stops and goes, and it can come down quite hard for a while and then stop for a while, and right now it's coming down quite hard. So we're getting snow too, still getting snow, been snowing since about this time yesterday. So I'm just about tired of snow overall. February spoiled us, and now we are into snow. But with or without snow, it's going to be March Madness, ready or not. And, March Madness, the selection show yesterday, 68 teams selected to play in March. And we're going to talk a little bit about some snubs and also about Wisconsin getting an 8 seed, which seemed to ruffle some feathers among Badger fans. Packers, Troy, shockingly busy over the weekend. They brought some tight end help in after they basically told Jared Cook, thanks for what you've done, but peace out. So we're also going to talk about that and some other free agent, some free agent signings that happened around the NFL. But other than snow, how is it going out in Western PA?
Well, another great start to the week, just get at it every day, doing a lot of stuff along with the show. So just a normal day and preparing. It's funny though, Evan, you get this weather advisory warning and you go to Walmart. I went to Walmart today just for a few things before dinner, and you would have thought it was Christmas time. You would have thought that store, it was Christmas time, and Christmas shopping was going on. Every aisle backed up at least four people deep, and the self-checkout, which I went to, I had to wait in line, but with like 10 or 11 people in front of me. It was ridiculously busy. And, I can understand people think they're going to get snowed in and all that stuff, but holy cow, Evan, these people, they stock up on the rations to make sure in case something would happen. So I guess better to be safe than sorry, but you were right. It's definitely going to be a mad march. No snow or no snow, NCAA tournament has been released. And so it's that time of the year where people go crazy filling out their brackets. I have not done mine yet, but definitely there are some seeds in there that make you scratch your head when it comes to the Big Ten. And then, like you said, definitely wanted to get your thoughts here on Green Bay, Evan. Bringing in Bennett and bringing in Kendricks, and it's a position that they were lacking, and brought Cook in, who was injured for a little bit. When he was there, did some good things, proved to himself maybe, hey, I'm worth this X amount of money. Packers didn't want to pay it, so they said, see you later. And they went out and got Bennett. So I wanted to kind of throw it that way. Here, if you want to start that way, Bennett, Cook, do you think Bennett is an upgrade over Cook? And, was it the right move for the Packers to let Cook go and bring in Bennett?
Yeah, well, I like the Bennett move. I really do like the Bennett move. Cook did some good things for Green Bay, but he did miss a good chunk of the year injured. He was a liability as a blocker. He couldn't really play at the line of scrimmage with his hand in the dirt. He had his limitations, and his hands were questionable too. blocker, very good blocker at that, very athletic. I think he goes about 6'7", great hands, and he's a baller. I've been a big fan of Bennett for a while. It sucks when he's with the Bears because I couldn't really show my support and love of Bennett, but now I definitely can, being that he's with the Packers. But I think he brings an element to this Packer team that they missed in Cook, and as an insurance policy, they bring in Lance Kendricks, who's also an athletic tight end that can block and play with his hand in the dirt, the Milwaukee, Wisconsin native, former Badger tight end, but former Badger star. And he, it'll be interesting to, see what these two bring to the offense. And I will say this, it's going to take a lot of work for Richard Rodgers to make the team this year. I'm sure they might end up keeping three tight ends, but at the end of the day, it's going to take, like I said, a lot of work for Rodgers to make this team. Now, unfortunately for Green Bay, they did lose a couple guys. They lost T.J. Lang, who signed with Detroit. They lost Julius Peppers, who signed with Carolina. And then they lost Micah Hyde, who signed with Buffalo. So the Packers do have some moves they do need to make moving forward. And I would like to see them address the middle linebacker position. Zach Brown of Buffalo last year, still sitting around waiting for someone to sign him. I think that would be a big addition to Green Bay. I wouldn't mind an offensive lineman, but at the end of the day, we know that's going to come through the draft, and they're going to use who they already have on the roster, be it Murphy Spriggs, or I shudder at even saying this, Barclay. And then corner position, but again, they're probably going to address that in the draft. But I'm quite happy with what the Packers have done so far in free agency, and I'm happy, Char, that they didn't overspend. Looking at the money that Micah Hyde and T.J. Lang got, I'm kind of glad they let them go because that was a lot of guaranteed money in T.J. Lang's contract for a 30-year-old coming off of a broken foot and hip surgery. That's going to be quite a bit of money. And the unfortunate thing we've seen the past few years, Troy, with Packer players that have had hip surgery, they've ended up blowing out their ACL the following year. You know, Jordy Nelson has hip surgery, blows out his ACL. You have Brian Bulaga, hip surgery, then the next year blows out his ACL. So not saying that it's likely going to happen, but we've seen it before, and we just need to, be cautious of it. But with that, like I said, I'm happy with Bennett. I'm happy with Kendricks. I'm happy with what they offer to this Packer team, and it's definitely an upgrade over Richard Rodgers, and it's very similar to what Cook brought to the picture, but better blockers and better hands. So what are your thoughts?
Well, you go from one tight end to now being able to use multiple tight end formations. Kendricks holds his own. Bennett's, like you said, a good all-around tight end. Definitely made his money last year being in New England, and Gronkowski being injured. I don't think that was Bennett's thought last year. So what I like about that is he went to New England last year, Evan, probably just hungry for a Super Bowl and a ring, and I don't think, when you look at it, that this is a guy that's going to come in with that over ego. But he could, now he's going to be the man. But he had signed very good, talented player with New England into a team that already had, Gronkowski at tight end. Now, I know that was their insurance blanket, and he provided that insurance. Now he's going to come to Green Bay and be the guy. But then you got Kendricks. You now can go to multiple tight end sets overnight, and that's great. So I think they've really addressed their tight end position. I think you're right. Richard Rodgers, hit the gym now. Better start running routes. Better start catching balls, because it will take a lot to overtake Kendricks. I mean, you sign this guy, the purpose is that he's going to be on the roster next year. Maybe they keep three tight ends, Evan. I don't know. They could, depending on, needs in other areas. But I wanted to touch on something you said. TJ Lang, you know, as Packer fans, you get upset like, oh, I can't believe we lost so-and-so. The Packers, Evan, you know, the way they've become successful is that they don't overspend. Yeah, there's every once in a while they'll throw it a crazy big, why the heck did you do that? But for the most part, I want to say it almost in a good way, they're misers. But, you know, at 30 years old and TJ Lang coming off injury, I'm okay with this move because the price wouldn't have been right. So they made a business decision. Yeah, it would have been great because this is a guy that, you know, has been on that line for a while. He's a staple in Green Bay. But I don't think that the money he signed for would have been feasible. You've got other needs that you have to address. Now, it's hard to lose the caliber player of TJ Lang and just replace him, but I think it was the right move. I think it's easier to fill that void. And then when you look at all the other voids they have, should they have signed him with that amount of money? There's no way they're filling any other void. I really think, though, they need to go out in free agency, Evan, even if they don't want to get a starter at offensive line. What this did, though, is hurt the depth on the offensive line. You and I talked about it last year. It was one of my concerns coming into this year also, is are you going to address depth at offensive line? How are you going to fix that? Like you said, you shudder at the idea of Barclay as a starting offensive lineman. Very well could be that way right now, Evan, if they don't do anything via free agency or via the draft. I know there's a lot of names in the draft this year, but I think you had brought it up, was it last week? Overall, the lineman position, Evan, there's a lot of opportunity out there, but I see a lot of projects. I don't see a lot of guys you draft that are going to step in and be starters on day one. So that means, in my mind, you lose Lang, you have to go out at least get a serviceable veteran to bridge a gap between some of these young guys that you may draft. But at the end of the day, I think the Packers always make business decisions, and it is what it is.
Definitely. And the Packers did re-sign Jayron Elliott, too. So there was that. They re-signed him to a one-year contract. And be interesting to see what the Packers do from here on out. Now, I want to jump. We're going to go more in detail with the NCAA tournament next week. Not next week, tomorrow, next show. But there are some snubs and some things to discuss that happened with the NCAA tournament selection show. So, for example, you got you got teams like Syracuse left out. You got teams like Illinois State left out. A number of teams left out the NCAA tournament. And I want to kind of get your thought on some of the bigger snubs in the tournament. You had Cal. You have Iowa. I mentioned Illinois State. Who really stood out to you when it came to the biggest snub? And I personally point to Illinois State. They finished 27-6. They beat they lost the Missouri Valley Conference tournament final to the Shockers, Wichita State. And they did everything, in my opinion, Troy, they needed to do. Like, they're a much more deserving team than, let's say, Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt's a team that has, 14, 15 losses. Michigan State, to me, wasn't really a deserving team. So, to you, who was some of the bigger snubs in the tournament?
Well, you hit one right on the head, Illinois State. And it is surprising to me. I had mentioned this, and you know that I do a show with Kevin, Go Big or Go Home, which is primarily a Big Ten show, but all we've been talking about is basketball. And this year in basketball, you know, there's not an overwhelming overwhelming great basketball in the United States, but Illinois State, You look at their resume, you look at what they've done. It was a team well deserving to get into the field. Vanderbilt, unfortunately, somehow had a tough schedule, and so they rewarded them with that. But I look at it, there's a line you have to draw. We did our show this week already, Evan, Kevin and I, and I went off on a little bit of a rant about the committee. And, you know, we're talking about snubs, and I don't understand sometimes what the thought process is. But the thing is, the Big Ten, which I'll circle back to here in a little bit, when it comes to seeding, when it comes to selection, I'm not saying they have an easy job, and there's no clear-cut way to determine these at-large bids. I know the big name is Syracuse, okay? You play in the ACC. You are four games above 500. You didn't take care of all the business you needed to take care of. And at the end of the day, yeah, you play in a tough conference, so your strength of schedule is going to be what it is. But you look at your finish in the ACC. I'm not really upset that Syracuse didn't make it. I'm more upset with Illinois State. You know, then you look at the Big Ten with the Iowas. You know, it's unfortunate. But you're going to take a certain number of teams. But when I look at what they did, Evan, with the seeding, you look at a Minnesota team that played well at the end. And I know this committee, they say, well, you know, we take a look at the last 10. We see how they play in their last 10. To me, Evan, in college basketball, the last 10 games, that's an awful big window of looking back. I've always said I look at the last five. How did they do in the last five games? And especially right now, if you're a team that went to your conference final, that's going to entail basically the whole tournament. If you lost, then you can go back into the regular season. But they say, well, we look at these last 10, blah, blah, blah. Well, Evan, Minnesota, who lost in the Big Ten tournament and lost a player, so it reduced their roster and reduced the depth on their team, was very fortunate of the committee to receive a 5 seed. And then the winner of the Big Ten tournament, Michigan. Why are they ranked lower than Minnesota in this Big Ten tournament or an NCAA tournament? And then you look at Wisconsin, who is a Big Ten finalist. They are ranked lower than Minnesota. Now, I know Wisconsin has been very inconsistent, but if you're looking back at any recent history, I thought Wisconsin played some of their best basketball in the Big Ten tournament. They finally moved the ball inside out. Their shot selection was great, and they played great defense over their last five games. And you're not rewarding anything for this tournament. I was telling Kevin today, I think they, and I almost know this for a fact, I don't remember where I had heard it, if it was from a major media outlet or somewhere else. But basically they go into that tournament and they've already got their selections done. You know, and this is the bracket if, you know, if Wisconsin would have won, this is the bracket. If Minnesota or Michigan wins, here's the bracket. And it's almost like that game doesn't matter, because they're already determined where they're going to put these teams. And, you know, with Minnesota, I scratch my head with this committee. Like, what are you doing? I know they were a good team. They played good basketball at the end of the season, but they also lost a player. They didn't advance as far as Michigan did. And I don't understand why that ranking happened. So back to the snubs. Like you said, you know, people can say about the Big Ten and Iowa, but I think Illinois State by far was deserving. This whole Syracuse debate, did you hear the Jim Boeheim press conference, Evan, where it sounded like an old haunted house after they asked the question? And he said everybody was disappointed and it was like silence for 2 minutes.
No, I didn't see the press conference at all.
You should Google it and see if you can find it, because they played it on 93.7 The Fan this morning and they were laughing. I mean, of course, out here in Western PA, Syracuse being left out of the tournament, that's not a big deal out here. It's actually like, whoo, all right, Syracuse didn't make the NCAA tournament. it is hilarious because Boeheim answers the question in a very solitude answer, and then it's just quiet, and you hear a squeaky door, you hear footsteps. It's just like eerily silent, and it's funny. It actually was pretty funny. But again, I'm not upset that Syracuse was left out. Yeah, you played a tough tournament, but you didn't take care of all the business you had to. But I'm going to roll it back to you about the seeding and, you know, this Big Ten stuff with Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Evan. You know, you look at the seedings that came out, and it was just, to me, I was a little baffled when I saw Minnesota ahead of both Wisconsin and Michigan.
Yeah, well, you know, Minnesota, and this, what the committee said pretty much was this, is they looked at they looked toward the end of the year, and Minnesota, end of the year on a nine-game winning streak before the Badgers snapped their winning streak. I have no problem with the Badgers in an eight. I have no issue with that. I'm actually thankful that they got an eight because there is a 1 point, looks like they're going to be a double-digit seed. A 10 or an 11. Wisconsin since I would say middle of January, if even that, have played horrible football basketball. They played horrible. They've played god-awful basketball. The fact that they only lost five in a row, five of their last six, whatever, that was shocking to me. When you look at the way they played against teams like Rutgers and Nebraska and Minnesota the first go-around, and, you know, they went into overtime against those teams. And those are teams that Wisconsin should dominate. And going into before that five-game losing streak, Wisconsin was looking at probably a 4 or 5 seed. Wisconsin did it to themselves by playing bad basketball. They were playing with fire pretty much up until that five-game losing streak. And then, you know, that's where they say the crap hit the fan because they looked like a god-awful team during that stretch. So Wisconsin basically got what they deserved. They did it to themselves. Now, I guess Andy Katz spoke to somebody on the committee, and Andy Katz was told that Michigan and Wisconsin were pretty much swapped after Wisconsin completely crapped the bed in the Big Ten championship game. And that's why Michigan got the 7. Now, is 5 for Minnesota a little ranked a little too high? Yeah, maybe. But you look at that winning streak Minnesota had before Wisconsin beat them to end the Big Ten regular season. They definitely did what the committee looked for. They were hot at the right time. And I'm going to say this right now, Troy, with Wisconsin, if they don't figure it out, they're going to have a hard time getting through Thursday, let alone Saturday. Saturday, if they can make it to Saturday, that game's not even going to be close. Villanova is just going to run the floor with them. When you look at a Wisconsin game, you look at the way they run their offense, a lot of standing around doing absolutely nothing. And you look at what this wing offense is supposed to be, a lot of ball movement, a lot of screens, a lot of moving around, you know, getting the ball into the post, suck in the defense and bust it out for a three. The Badgers' offense, off. There's no movement. There's no moving around without the basketball. This is a lot of standing around watching other people do stuff. And if Ethan Happ gets double-teamed, game over. And I guarantee you that's what Buzz Williams is going to focus on Thursday. And if Wisconsin gets past Thursday, Troy, I will be quite shocked. And I'm probably the biggest Badger fan, Badger homie you would ever meet. And that's the expectations I'm putting on them. Michigan, could they have been ranked a little higher? Probably. But Wisconsin, I think they're exactly where they need to be. And I know I'm in the minority there because I've read and heard Badger fans complain all day today and yesterday how they were robbed and snubbed and, you know, they were better than an 8 seed. Look at the full picture. They had, and Rutgers didn't take the Badgers to overtime. The Badgers took Rutgers to overtime. Minnesota took them to overtime. Nebraska took them to overtime. Illinois played with them for an entire half, and they got the absolute crap kicked out of them yesterday. And they got blown out by Ohio State. They got blown out by Michigan. They got if it wasn't for Indiana and they lost to Northwestern, if it wasn't for Indiana and Minnesota in that stretch of games toward the end of the year, they probably would have went on a 6 or 7 game losing streak and missed the tournament about a gap. So that's my thought. I can't harp on the committee too much. There was some questionable moves and seedings and whatnot, but like I said, I think they put Wisconsin exactly where they deserved.
It'll be interesting to see everything moving forward. You know, the Big Ten, you know, it looks like a lot of these teams that are getting in are going to have, if they win game one, have not very favorable matchups in game two. I wanted to throw it out there, Evan, here at the end of the show, probably a little late to get started on something a little more in depth, but I do want to tip my hat to Northwestern. You think about all the years of basketball, Evan, and all the years of NCAA tournament basketball, Northwestern finally getting a chance to play in the Big Dance, a school that never participated in the NCAA tournament, has finally gotten a bid, and they're rewarded. It's funny, we just talked about Wisconsin. Northwestern rewarded with an 8 seed. Now, again, I'm not going to debate their seeding. It's my point here is, we made the NCAA tournament. We get a first-round game. And then if we win, we get to play the number one seed in the tournament. But nonetheless, they are in the tournament for the first time. So my hat off to that coaching staff, that basketball program. Great for the Big Ten to be able to add another team to the NCAA tournament. And Northwestern basketball, congratulations on the first ever tournament bid. Early in the season, it was pretty much everybody was hailing Northwestern. I didn't jump on the bandwagon early in the season, Evan, because I knew it was a long Big Ten season. And I had mentioned on the show with Kevin that the only way Northwestern wouldn't make the tournament is if the wheels fell off the bus. Well, along the way, they got a couple flat tires. And the wheels did start to wobble a little bit, but they regained some composure at the end, won enough games to get in the tournament. But, again, congratulations to Northwestern. I think it's great for Northwestern. I think it's great for the Big Ten, for Northwestern to be able to get in and add another team to the tournament. But what are your quick thoughts on Northwestern? I know the excitement's there. They made it. Unfortunately, if they get through to the second round, our second day, they're playing a number one seed.
Yeah, you know, I'm happy for Northwestern. Long uphill fight for Northwestern to get to this point. You know, it's great to see them in the tournament. They have a great coach in Collins. They're doing it the right way. They're not just picking signing guys to be there for 1 year, moving on. They're building a program, and that's something that Collins has been stressing since he got there. And it's great to see the hard work pay off. And I hope Northwestern isn't just satisfied being there, and that's how they show up against Vanderbilt. I hope they truly play like this could be their only appearance ever. And they, like I said, I hope they don't just take it as I'm happy to be here. So that's my thought. I'm going to throw it back to you to wrap, give your final thoughts and wrap the show up.
Yeah, like I said, we're at that point in the show where getting into another topic right now will probably keep us going for another 10, 15 minutes. But like you said, tomorrow night, get a little more in-depth on the NCAA tournament. Maybe look at some of our big upsets that you and I believe in and who's going to make good runs. It's going to be an interesting week, like you said, a lot of NCAA basketball, but still don't forget NFL free agency. I know it's calmed down, but there's still going to be some news out there, and this is a great time of the year. So for Evan Witalis, I am Troy Otronovic. Hope you enjoyed the show tonight. We'll get back at you tomorrow night, 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central. Enjoy your night.